In this year's family photo, the toddler foster child of Chris Kreitzer and his wife Mary is smiling, and that's significant.
When we first got our little guy, he didn't smile. He didn't make eye contact. On his first birthday, we got a picture of him half smiling, and it's one of our favorite pictures we have of him. But then we looked at this year, huge smiles all over his face now.
Born addicted to drugs, spending the first 10 months of his life in the hospital, the boy, who Kreitzer cannot identify beyond his age, will soon mark 1 year of being drug-free.
It's just been a roller coaster ride.
The boy's progress thus far is the result of a team effort, says Kreitzer, a team effort involving his family with three biological kids ages 5, 3, and 11 months, along with health professionals and support staff from Presley Ridge, one of the foster referral agencies for the State Department of Health and Human Resources. Angie Hamilton is executive director of Presley Ridge, West Virginia and Virginia, two of the six states where the agency operates, serving thousands of kids.
The epidemic is really affecting all of our communities, our children, our youth, and our families in West Virginia, and it is getting worse.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports more kids entered the foster care system nationally in 2016 than in any year during the previous more than three decades.
It is a growing need in West Virginia. We have kids coming into care daily. We receive a number of referrals weekly for kids needing this treatment. Foster care is an out-of-home intervention due to the drug epidemic that's pushing these numbers up.
Presley Ridge utilizes a treatment foster care model in which foster parents undergo advanced clinical and technical training for in-home treatment.
We want to hear their story. We want to know what experiences they have undergone in their home life. We want to engage with their families, if we can.
In cases like the Kreitzer family foster child, additional medical training is required.
He had been in the hospital his whole life and never got to leave until he finally came to our house. So not only do we have to do all the training that Presley Ridge requires, but we also had to get through all the medical training. And he's on a ventilator and has a lot of medical issues. He was drug addicted when he was born. We were able to get him off of everything by December 31st of last year.
Hamilton says to meet the rising demand for foster care, more foster parents with specialized training like the Kreitzers are needed.
This is something that is going to, I believe, continue to be a need well into the future. We are always looking for parents that will step up and take this challenge and be willing to make a difference in the lives of kids in our own communities here in West Virginia.
The Kreitzers find out in the coming months if the boy they first met under ventilator at a hospital will be staying with them permanently through adoption.
When we went into this journey, it was something that we wanted to do to help this out and give them everything we can. And we got a child that we really can make a difference in his life, and I think we just cling to that. I think it's been one of the most rewarding experiences of our lives so far.
For the Morning News, I'm Shauna Johnson.